Hello and welcome back to lesson number 4 this week, which is turning off Amazon ads could lead to a drop in organic sales. It's often believed that turning off PPC could lead to more profitable outcomes, while actually PPC often helps you get more sales organically as well. And a recent case study shared by Chris from E-commerce Intelligence also proves that one of his clients decided to stop advertising on 10 of their Amazon product listings. Firstly, what happened on the PPC side would have been expected, a loss of £5.4k of PPC sales since PPC wasn't active and the spend was zero, so we can expect the sales to be zero as well. But what could be more surprising for them is a drop in organic sales of £1,600. And the key reason is that Amazon advertising directly correlates to organic positioning on the platform of the product, because with PPC, particularly when your targeting is refined and relevant, you're essentially driving more traffic and more PPC sales. This feeds the Amazon algorithm to understand the significance of your product to the searches by shoppers. The improved ranking then helps show your ads more on higher placements that get more notice organically, and therefore there are more chances of getting sales. On top of this, PPC also indirectly helps the overall brand sales in multiple ways that often gets overlooked in the reporting. For example, a shopper clicks on your ad while searching for a product, they add your product to cart because they are not just ready yet, but don't make a purchase. And they rather decide to purchase after 15 days, so the sale comes in but doesn't get attributed to the advertising because of the 7-day window on sponsored products and 14 days window on the sponsored brands. So while the ACOS looks bad in this scenario, the overall sales actually get an uplift. And at George's Door Blog, we always measure the impact the increased PPC spend is making on the overall sales and the brand awareness. Something we also look at is the brand metrics, and recently Amazon rolled out the funnel view of the different stages of the brand performance, like awareness, consideration, and the purchase. And that visual clearly highlights how much value it could generate over 12 months period, the consideration that you drive for your brand on Amazon. So all this reinforces that ACOS should not be the only metric you should be looking at, because a long-term game on Amazon is indeed a balancing act of profitability and growth. And that's about it. Coming up next is lesson number 5, which is about boosting sales using Amazon Post and customer engagement, which is another case study. So see you there.